Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So in our normal fashion, we were just sitting around before recording the show, looking for things to talk about. When we
also known as the time when Brad and Jeremy far too often decide what they're actually going to talk to you guys about this week about Disney.
Yeah,
we are so focused and on top of things with this podcast, we are making it up as we go along. But anyway,
it's currently 9:08 p.m. and we do start recording at 8 p.m. So. Or we get on Skype at 8 p.m. So
we don't start. Yeah, this is actually somewhat early for us to start recording. Yeah. But the moral of the story is that while looking for things, there was this story on Chip and Co. talking about the Disney After Hours event for 2018, which for those of you who don't remember, that's the like $120 thing that you can go do at Magic Kingdom. And the park closes, you can still go, you can still do a lot of different attractions. You get, what, free sodas and popcorn and ice cream, and you get to stay for a couple of hours, right? And that's
right.
Kind of the big deal. But the thing, it was not so much about the After Hours event as it was looking through these photos, and they have this photo of a Jungle Cruise boat with, I'm assuming, the photographer, one other person, and the skipper. So there are three people total on this boat, one of which is actually a Disney employee, and then two random people. And the discussion immediately became, how uncomfortable would that be for everybody in that situation?
So awkward. Absolutely so awkward.
And here it is, the backside of... And it's the After Hours event, right? So it's not like somebody who hasn't heard this spiel
right
before.
Say, Disney fan who has paid more than the cost of a one-day ticket to stay for a few hours. I would feel like, I think that the jokes on Jungle Cruise are funny and they're like chuckle-worthy, but I don't know that I would be able to honestly laugh the way that I would feel obligated to, you know, by this poor person who's delivering this incredibly corny dialogue to two people.
Yeah, that's just it's too intimate. It's too intimate.
Yeah.
I do not know you well enough. Like I seriously feel like we should, you know, do introductions, maybe find out a little bit about your life. You can find out a little bit
right?
about my life before we go on this adventure together out into the darkness, because it's also, that's the other thing. It's after hours. Like, there's not a lot of other people in the park. It's completely
right.
dark. So I feel for the cast member because, like you said, the jokes are corny. Everybody knows the jokes are corny. And, like, you play off of, so... I guess I had something somewhat like this because I did the Mission Space Race, the big video game at the exit to Mission Space, right?
Right.
And that video game held, let's call it 40, somewhere in the realm of 30 to 40 people, something like that. I don't know. That's probably something my manager told me at one point, but I don't pay attention to those sorts of things. But anyway, all of that to say that it just wasn't like you had to, at minimum, the minimum that you could run a game with was going to be 10 people, right? Because you've got four positions up front on each side, and then you're supposed to have people in the audience, I guess, for lack of a better term, that aren't on the stage, that are feeding the fixes up to the people on the stage. And the fixes will come out randomly if there's not people doing it, so that you don't have to have every spot filled, but it's like you need people so you can say, hey, I need the, you know, communications fix, and somebody can create a communications fix for you. Otherwise you're at the behest of the computer.
Right.
And, you know, I remember running shows with, you know, there are two people announcing, which trust me, is already 100 times better than this Jungle Cruise thing, because at least you've got one other cast member there on the hook with you and somebody else to like shoulder the load of this uncomfortableness. But, you know, if you only had like 8 people, essentially you had your guests were all up there. You tried to explain to them the game the best you could, and then you'd start the game and you couldn't stay up on the stage. You'd actually be down like trying to feed them stuff so they would have a good time. And, you know, you get to the midpoint and you would have to do your little like midpoint announcement. Like all the spiels just felt wrong. And that was, dude, that's with 8, 9 people counting the other cast member there.
Yeah.
That's 9 compared to 2.
Can you imagine, like, say you're a huge fan of Jim Gaffigan. Dude sells out arenas. And you go and it's you and your wife in the whole place, like at the Toyota Center. And it's you and your wife and Jim Gaffigan, and that's it. You're the only 2 who show up. That would be so awkward. Eye contact from Jim Gaffigan for the whole time. His whole 60-minute set, he's just looking at you. And if the joke doesn't land with you, there's no sound. And it gives me anxiety to think that like this Jungle Cruise skipper is like tells his joke or whatever and just nothing.
Well, and the sad part is I've been on some boats with quite a few people and had Jungle Cruise skippers get nothing, but then they can like play it off and maybe get something out of it. That's just, it's so much harder to do with 2 people. And then as the person, right? Like, You can get on the Jungle Cruise, right? And I also enjoy the jokes on there, but you can kind of check out, and then some things bring you back in, and you laugh at them, and then other things you don't laugh at, and and somebody else is laughing, and you think it's funny because they started laughing.
Yeah,
like all of
that.
I
feel like that's a lot of the fun of Jungle Cruise. Is like if you have someone who's never been on it or a kid or something who finds it so funny that like everybody just gets to laughing because, you know, whoever just finds it so dang hilarious.
Yeah, I think watching, so movies are this way too, right? There are some movies that I would really rather watch it in an empty theater. And then there are other movies that like, I went and watched Ant-Man and the Wasp the other day, and I actually enjoyed that being a somewhat foolish theater because the funny parts were funny and other people were laughing. And then I wanted to laugh, you know, like it becomes a communal experience, and that's what happens on the Jungle Cruise. And then it doesn't happen here. So the next question though, Jeremy, what other attractions are going to have this sort of problem? So we came up with the Great Movie Ride, and that's the point where we stopped, as we said, Great Movie Ride, yeah, let's start recording. And the Great Movie Ride is potentially worse, I think, would have been potentially worse, I think, because of the scene with the, you know, whether it's the, what, Old West, or if it's the gangster scene, like having to ham that up, you know, I don't even know that I would have been good at it with a full car, but with just like 1 or 2 other people but sitting up there looking at you.
But not even that. Just imagine you're in the load-in place. You've loaded into the car. Your driver comes up and says, you know, hi, my name's Tino, welcome to the movies, and, you know, take it away, CB. And then for the next, how long is Great Movie Ride? 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you have unbroken eye contact with whoever is driving the car. Your Great Movie Ride cast member, the gangster, the cowboy, whoever. You're the only person in that car. And they're making eye contact with you. And God forbid that you chose to sit in the first or the last row, because then it's just that much more awkward. You're either 2 feet from them or 50 feet from them. and they're like yelling to you in the back or just uncomfortably sitting there staring at you in the front. But I cannot, that would be horrible. Like Jungle Cruise would be awkward, but Great Movie Ride would be horrible.
Well, and okay, so Great Movie Ride not around anymore, but Jungle Cruise is still there. Let me just put that out there to any cast member who is working the Jungle Cruise and finds that I am the only other person on your boat. It's cool. I really don't need to hear the spiel. Let's talk about funny Jungle Cruise stories. Like, you know, what is the worst guest that you've had today? What is the best guest you've had today? What is the weirdest thing? Please don't try to give me your spiel because that, please don't perform for me because that's just, no, that's wrong. I mean, and so what, there are stage shows. Stage shows I don't feel like are as bad because there are other performers involved, right?
Right.
And even if there aren't, there are big bright lights that prevent you from really knowing that definitively that person in the front row or wherever is the only person in the audience.
Well, and they're not addressing the audience. I think what makes Jungle Cruise and Great Movie Ride so awkward is that they're addressing you as the person experiencing the attraction. A stage show just happens. You know, whether there's 100 people or 10 people, a stage show just happens like a movie being acted out in real life.
Yeah, and I think to some extent, if you were doing Great Movie Ride or are doing Jungle Cruise in that sort of a situation, that's probably the only other way to take it is you just have to say, all right, it's time for my 10:35 performance, and here we go.
Right.
Oh, dude, the worst part of Great Movie Ride. That could never happen there. Because what happens at the end of that ride, Jeremy, when you're supposed to give your person applause? Like,
yeah. That would be the worst.
I mean, it would just feel so sad and pitiful. Like, again, it's when you watch one of those TV shows where it's awkward and it makes you, that's how I feel. I have that uncomfortable feeling when I think about this. So, But okay, so those rides would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've been trying to think, like, so Tower of Terror has some cast member, like I'd say more than most cast member interactions, because you have someone interacting with you in the library and then again in load-in. But I don't think it would make a difference whether that elevator had one person or it was full, because all they're doing is being creepy and trying to creep you out.
Well, and that's like, I almost feel like Tower of Terror could be more fun to go through that whole thing like by yourself.
Just you.
You know? Yeah, and then they could just really juice it up.
Right.
With the creepy factor. And then you're on that coaster all by yourself. Like, dealing with scary stuff, I feel like in a lot of ways that, or even say Haunted Mansion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like having people around you almost kind of offsets the spookiness. I you know, again, even by yourself, I don't think Haunted Mansion would be that spooky per se, or even Tower of Terror, but I think it would be spookier than when you've got a bunch of people, you know, and like everybody's laughing and, you know, there are these other people talking about, you know, how they've got their fast passes over at Star Tours in 20 minutes. And like, there are other things to take your mind off of it. And you could lose yourself more in that. So I actually would like to do a Tower of Terror, or even like I said, a Haunted Mansion by myself with some of the, like, because have you had like the good cast members?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that are like, Oh yeah. I'm going to have fun with this. I am not smiling at all, and I'm just going to try to creep people out.
Yeah, Haunted Mansion, it's tough. I feel like people are a little more into Tower of Terror, but Haunted Mansion's tough because every once in a while you get the cast member in the elevator that's just like, move in and fill in all available space, and they're just yelling at the top of their lungs and like not being fun about it. But
yeah, that's called the cast member who you've caught on like hour six of their 8 hour shift, and they you know, they started out the day. They were a good cast member. They were a great cast member. They were being really spooky, and they were telling all the funny jokes. And then this guy just wouldn't move away from the wall, and he just wouldn't move away from the wall, and he just wouldn't move away from the wall. And then the next time, there's this kid who like brought his drink in, and then he spilled it on the floor. And then you know what I mean? And like, yeah. you catch that person at the wrong time. But yeah, I've experienced both realms of that. But yeah, if you had some, and that would also like there would be some cast members who would inevitably check out because it's not busy.
Right.
But then there's other cast members who would be like, "Oh, dude, yes, somebody's here. I can do something. This will help pass the time. So I'm really just going to just, you know, throw myself into this." So I think those could be better. I mean, and then there's other attractions that to me were just like Pirates is Pirates, right? With or without right. a bunch of people around you.
Yeah.
That's
another one. Pirates is one that I feel like would actually benefit from you being alone in the boat, because then mm-hmm. you could experience it, you know, without, and this is just me, but without people taking photos and talking, and you could actually get like a real, you know, unadulterated experience of Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is true. That is true. You would be able to just ride through it. Yeah, I guess because you could say the same thing for something like what? It's a Small World. You could say that for Peter Pan's Flight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Toy. Dang it! Why do I keep trying to call it Midway Mania? Space Ranger Spin. That other Toy Story thing that is in Magic Kingdom, which is kind of loosely what we're talking about here. Except for when we don't like when we say Tower of Terror or Great Movie Ride. That would, I think, and Toy Story Midway Mania too. Would be worse without people there, because
oh yeah,
I have to know, like, the only way that I can feel good about myself is if I know I beat your score.
Yeah, the fun of Space Ranger Spin is competing with the person sitting next to you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And in my case, accidentally hitting one of those super bonus things, and my score goes up by 300,000 points, and I don't even know why.
And you could never recreate it?
Right. In a million years.
Just so you know, there are countless YouTube videos and things online that you can read, and you can like top that out every time. I have not done it personally, but I've you know talked to people in line, and they're like, yeah, you know, I like doing it, but there's just no challenge, because I just top my. I actually want them to update it, because I can just top out the score in like no time flat now.
Yeah, and that's just something I'm not interested in that, because I would like it to remain fun.
Instead of just being a score topper?
Yeah.
So
I've never gotten a 999999.
Not yet. Not yet.
I did think of another one that would be pretty awkward alone. Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Ooh. Well, yeah. But, okay, so... So definitely more awkward than the non-awkward things we've talked about, but of the awkward. So Great Movie Ride. And again, I know that we're talking about a past attraction, but whatever, would probably be at the top of that, followed yes. pretty closely by Jungle Cruise, I yeah. think. And still above everything else, but significantly lower than those two is where I'd probably put that, because you don't have to face your audience.
True.
Right, like,
and they have
just
taken most of the conservation story out of it.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to talk to Simba One and chase down the poachers and all that stuff anymore, do you? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So it's just about, hey, dude, there's a rhino up here. Hey, there's a giraffe over. You know, like, I feel like one person or 20 people, you can still tell them where animals are, and then they're gonna look at animals, and you're really kind of out of the story again.
Sure.
But
it's just another one of those things where it's like, okay, well, I'm used to talking mm-hmm. just to the royal, you know, the royal we back there, and now it's just you. And I guess we're best friends for this 10 minutes.
I wonder if they only had one person, if they could just go off-roading. That would be real fun.
That would be radical.
I mean,
I would definitely suggest that.
Then yeah, that would become one of the top then it would become one of the top like buy yourself attractions to do.
You can wait at Rock and Roller Coaster if you want to sit in the front.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if they'd let you wait if you want to go alone.
Like forever? Because yeah.
Can I wait 4 hours and ride by myself?
Yeah, can I just wait till the end of the night? I want to be on the very last ride. The one by myself. Go ahead and run it one more time because ain't nobody else going to be in here at that point. It's not just like this is a popular attraction or anything. Again, so some shows, there are interactive shows like the bird show, right?
Yeah.
That one involves more of the audience. So that would be a little awkward.
And something like Living with the Land would be awkward, like Jungle Cruise, if it wasn't a pre-recorded.
It used
spiel.
To not be pre-recorded,
right?
Didn't it?
Yeah.
I'm so relatively if it was sure. Yeah.
If it was how it started out, that would also be pretty awkward.
But okay, so
even more than Jungle Cruise, because that's like educational.
But see, like I don't think I think that's less than Jungle Cruise, because
I don't know.
Okay, because like it's easier to leave your spiel on something like Living with the Land, right? Because you could just be going by, oh, by the way, these are some of the pumpkins that we've, so what kind of fruits and vegetables are you interested in? Oh, yeah, we make those here. Yeah, you're going to see them coming up here in just a little bit, you know, and get in, as long as you know your stuff, like beyond, if all you know is your spiel, it's going to get hairy real fast.
Yeah, but I don't know what's worse, because Jungle Cruise, they know it's corny.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expecting groans, and so when they get groans, it's not a big deal. But if you're giving someone a highly educational spiel and they just stare at you like this is the least interesting thing I've ever heard in my entire life, and then you have to keep going, I don't know, man. That's pretty close for me, at least.
Like you get to the end of the first, the big circle greenhouse, because that's the first one you go through, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to the end of that and you're like, uh-oh, the Mickey beeper just went off. Gotta go. Just jump off the boat and into the greenhouse. Sorry about that. Have fun. Yeah. See you at the end.
Well, like you try to drop your huge bombshell fact, you know, like you're in the greenhouse and you're like, oh, man, I'm going to get them with the we grow tomatoes on trees, not on vines. They're going to lose their minds about that because, whoa. And then it like, you know, like me, I'm like, I have never in a million years even thought about how tomatoes are grown. And I don't care how you grow them. And so, yeah.
On trees, like, not on vines? Okay.
Yeah, sure. Cool.
Kind of always thought tomatoes grew on trees. So, you know what? The vine thing, that would have really creeped me out, dude. That would have blown my mind.
So, I don't know. Yeah, that's an interesting. Is it worse to not get a bad laugh when you're expecting a bad laugh, or is it worse to just be like rattling off educational facts and just have someone just stare at you?
What about if they like started taking notes? like you know, they all of a sudden just pull the like 3-ring binder out and you know, pull the pencil out from behind their ear and just start writing frantically.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes.
You grow them how?
I need to get everything. And who? Wait. Exactly which form was that? Okay.
Are these alligators real?
No, they're not there.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Are they back, though?
I don't know.
Or are they not back?
They might be. Hope they are. The fake alligators are back, but I don't know if the real alligators came back or not. That might be a little much for them.
Yipes.
Gosh, yeah. And then outside of that, so I guess the moral of the story is anything that, ooh, best ride. I think perhaps best ride to ride by yourself, Soarin'.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have anybody talking around you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any, if you didn't get in the front row, you don't have any feet dangling down in front of you, like by yourself, front row, so that all of the weirdness is kept to a, you know, the bending and stuff is kept to a minimum. Dead center.
Yeah, dude.
I think that might be it right there.
For best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, Rock and Roller by yourself, you know, Big Thunder, coasters by yourself are great and all, right? But,
well, yeah,
but to some extent, number one, like hearing other people scream is kind of fun, I think.
Yeah.
And then
if you're trying to ride a roller coaster without screaming, then don't. I mean, don't ride it.
Ride roller coasters without screaming. I mean, I don't try to ride roller coasters like I'm not going to, oh my gosh, I feel a scream coming on. Nope.
I mean, just like if you're going to just try to be like silent and be like, well, that was fun. What a great roller coaster that was.
Maybe skip it.
Yeah, just go home. Like,
wow, you're kicking people out of Disney because they said meh to a single, oh, that's it. Not in my Disney.
Go away. Why don't you have fun?
Dude, that's harsh.
Or go give me your ticket.
But those are like, you're in your own little world. Whereas something like Soarin', people constantly pull you out of your own little world. Again, with the feet.
Yeah.
And the problem is, I know that I'm probably like inevitably dangling my feet to some extent
and
on the people
in front
of me too.
And it's not even their fault. I mean, having your feet dangle on Soarin', I mean, that's nobody's fault. It's just it's just the way the popcorn pops.
Yeah. So I think that, well, do you want to ride Mission Space? I so badly wanted to call that Mission to Mars. Anyway, do you want to ride Mission Space by yourself?
To me, I mean, I'm always going to ride it. Claire won't ride it again. So I'm always going to have to ride it without her.
So you're going to have to ride it. You're riding it with, you know, three randos at best.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't care. But yeah, I mean, Test Track is kind of a roller coaster. I'm trying to go through.
Yeah. Trying to run through everything in your head.
Ooh, Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor. People. Okay. Listeners, I need you to understand that I could have edited that to where we say Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor at the same time, but we both came to that at the same time because that would be far and away, I think, the most awkward thing because that is just a comedy show with many different acts. And if you were the only person in there, that would be horrible. Like the worst 15, 20 minutes of your entire life, I think. That would be terrible.
Audience is supposed to be involved. Okay, there you go. You know what? I think that tops. You know what? We no longer have to bring up Great Movie Ride, bringing it back from the dead just for the sake of saying this would be the most awkward thing. Because Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, even though you are not directly in front of the person, I was about to say the audience, but wait, it's just the one, the person.
Because what would they do? He's better than this guy. Ugh. But that guy again. It's like it's always you.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Sir.
Oh, wait. No, the worst ride by yourself, Stitch's Great Escape.
No, well, yeah, the worst ride.
But that's because it's the worst ride. So.
Period. With other people also. I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.